Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if that's what I was
thinking. Here's a winter evergreen.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But does it have pink and white blooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I guess that's it.
Uh-huh. Now, what about the big old trees? They're just real big, and they have shiny leaves and big old white blooms on them. I saw one over here in somebody's yard.
Magnolia.
Yeah, smells real good. Now then, when you were little, who took care of you most of the time?
My mother.
Uh-huh. And when you talked to her, what did you call her when you were like talking to her?
We called her Ma and Pa.
Oh, you called her Ma and Pa? And then both of them together, they'd be called your father and your mother, or your...
Yeah, you could call them either way. Some call them one way and some the other. But they learned us to say Ma and Pa. That's all we ever said.
Well, what about your wife, the woman you're married to? How do you refer to her? How do you refer to the woman you're married to?
I don't know really what you mean.
Well, you know, like if you said, somebody said, well, you want to go to town with us? And you said, well, wait a minute, I got to ask my...
Oh, I refer to her as my wife.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, sometimes people say something like my old lady or my old woman, you know, or something. And what about, how does she refers to you?
Now she calls my name when she's talks about me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a woman who's like lost her husband, like you said that you had, I think you said there were seven of them living up and down your street.
Yeah, there's seven little women up and down the street.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that on your father's side, you remembered him talking about your grandparents.
Yeah.
And more. Now, what did you call your father's father?
Well, we called him Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. And what about your grandchildren? What did they call you?
I don't know what. Whatever they take a notion of. Some of them called them like our children. Just called us Mama and Papa.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just whatever they started learning them, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about your grandmother? What would you call her?
Well, I call her my grandmother, referring to her to other people.
Uh-huh, but when you were talking to her?
Well, I don't know that I just looked at her, I guess, and told her.
What about your wife? What do your grandchildren say to her when they want to...
They call her grandmother.
I don't know what they have now, but long time ago they used to have something that they put babies in when they wanted to take them outside. It'd be kind of like a crib on top of wheels and have like a hood over it. What did you call that?
I call that the baby carriage.
And when you wanted to take a baby outside, you'd put it in the carriage and then you'd go out and what would you call that? What would you call what you did with the baby when you were... take it out for some air or something, and you put it in that baby carriage, and then you...
Yeah, I take it for a stroll, is all I know.
And then, if you have, how many children? You said you had 10?
Yeah.
And how many of them are,
There's nine of them still living.
And how many are boys, and how many?
Seven boys and three girls.
Now, a long time ago, you know, when a woman was going to have a baby, they wouldn't have a doctor, you know, a lot of times to deliver the baby.
Yeah.
And they'd have a woman to do that. What would you call
midwife?
That.